This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Defending You After You Defend Yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Well, you know, during the peaceful transfer of power last Friday, about 200 people were arrested for rioting. The anarchists and the anti-Trump agitators took to the streets to keep inauguration attendees from going through security and burned a limousine, which was owned by a Muslim immigrant, and smashed a media truck and severely damaged a Bank of America and a Starbucks. Now, see, that's where I draw the line. Don't be messing with the Starbucks. And the baristas were all inside. Fires were also set in the streets. And the rioters, because, well, law and order has returned, have been charged with a slew of crimes. And some of them face up to 10 years in prison. So out there in the social media sphere that everybody has grown used to dealing with, their comrades have gotten out there to plead for bail money and legal help. Here we go. This is from the Disrupt J20 crew. Dear Katie, yesterday was a day of beautiful resistance. Thousands were in the streets inaugurating a new era of organized opposition to Trump's anti-worker, anti-women, fascist, and white supremacist agenda. We will have more updates from yesterday soon. Today we're reaching out to you with urgent needs for support for our comrades who were arrested yesterday and held overnight. Donate now to the Disrupt J20 Legal Fund to directly support our comrades. Funds are urgently needed. Interesting how they use comrade, which, you know, that's what we used to call, that's a sort of a communist thing. If you're in the D.C. area, join the Jail Solidarity Team at 500 Indiana Avenue Northwest today. Please bring clothes if you can, because many had their clothes taken by cops as evidence. Follow at Disrupt J20 Legal for updates on jail support needs. In solidarity, Disrupt J20 Crew. And they have a link. Please donate $5, $15, or $50 to the Disrupt J20 Legal Support Fund. Then another one. Trump's inauguration was met with the most militant, diverse protest D.C. has seen in over a decade. With blockades that shut down more than half of the security checkpoints and multiple massive marches, both permitted and unpermitted, taking to the streets. How proud you must be. Except for those, but it goes on. More than 100 of our comrades were swept up in a mass arrest, many tear gassed and pepper sprayed, before spending the night in jail. Linked, please donate generously to support those who put their bodies on the line. Donate now to the Disrupt J20 Legal Fund to directly support our comrades. Funds are urgently needed in solidarity, Disrupt J20 crew. Just before the inauguration last week, the group sent out an email about smashing fascism. What they actually meant was smashing windows. How best to put this? These protesters are actually quite lucky that they did not run into opposition. They ran into passive opposition. They ran into a bunch of cops out of D.C. who for the last 8 years have had to allow these kinds of things. They just can't shift overnight. They're not going to become Sergeant Rock overnight. But you know what? They met passive resistance. They did not meet solid resistance. I know the motorcycle gang was there, and they pretty much disregarded them. But all that being said, they didn't meet anybody that was there to meet them. And that's the part that I find the most amusing, because while they're out there talking all of this smack, they... this sort of reminds me of Baghdad Bob. Do you guys remember him? I don't remember what his actual name was. The guy that was the propaganda guy for Iraq, who is constantly out there saying, ah, yes, the Americans crossed this line today and the sands of the desert run red with their blood. While we'd be watching on TV how the M1 Abrams were just tearing them a new rectal orifice in the single file or echelon left or right formations as they would head down the middle of the desert. We'd be watching that. We'd hear Baghdad Bob out there talking about something that didn't exist. These guys remind me of Baghdad Bob. They're out there talking about they did this and they did that and they did the other. They didn't do anything. Trump is still the president. They didn't stop anything. They threw some water bottles and they said some mean things. Oh, my. They haven't met anybody yet that's going to sit there and take it to a point. And that worries me. I'm not looking forward to a bunch of these snowflakes getting mangled. But as long as they continue, that is a possibility. I'm waiting to see if these kind of protests penetrate into the heartland. Now, I don't know if there were some passive kind of things happening around here in my locale as well that I... didn't hear enough about it. I was downtown over the weekend, and I didn't, you know, I was loaded for bear, but there were not even any teddy bears out in circulation, so I don't even know what was going on. But, yeah, now they're passing the cup. They're passing the cup to get some bail money. Doesn't it seem odd that a bunch of people would take to the streets and not have any sort of provision for any sort of legal representation? Don't most people do that when they're going to go out there and do a little civil disobedience? That's not something that's the whole point of second call defense. That is the whole point of second call defense. So, not a lot of planning. They didn't get out there and really do anything, and they didn't accomplish anything. They did get some people arrested, which I don't know if that was what they meant to do. Now, as we're heading into the break, for the NRA voting members that are out there, okay, you've got something coming up here. You've got something coming up. The bylaws are up for re-election or change or something. So I give you this. This coming from the NRA, from John Fraser, Secretary of the NRA. Attention, NRA voting members. Your National Rifle Association Board of Directors is asking you to vote yes on important bylaw amendments to strengthen and protect the NRA. For more information, check your February NRA magazines and go to www.nrabylaws.com. Vote yes on the changes to the NRA bylaws. And also, of course, vote for John Maloney for the NRA Board of Directors. That definitely needs to be done. I'll be repeating that throughout, I guess for the next little bit as we go along. NRA, the 800-pound gorilla. Anybody going to the NRA meetup in Atlanta? I'll be there. When we get back... Guns do belong on campus, just like they belong everywhere else. This is Lock and Load.
your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Looking for the perfect gift for the gun owner on your list? Alien Gear Holsters is proud to offer the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet. Grab an award-winning Cloak Tuck 3.0, starting at just $43.88. This American-made holster is designed with a comfortable form-fitting neoprene and a spring steel core for enhanced retention. Its slim profile and tuckable design is perfect for concealed carry. Learn more at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you. After you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out. If it's in stock on the website, if it shows up on the website, that means it's in stock at Ammunition Depot. Go check them out today. Training should be happening right now. You need the ammo to do it. I have had a few conversations with people where they will get out there and say, you know, isn't it a horrible thought to think that guns should be in church? Guns should be at school. Guns should be allowed in a sporting event. Guns should be allowed here. Guns should be allowed there. It is a shame. It is a crying shame. It is a crying shame that we have not ascended yet into that higher plane of consciousness to where we have both attained warp speed and the Vulcans have noticed and come down and brought us into Starfleet. But that's a story for another day. The nature of man has not really changed. There are some things that have changed to a degree. When I was a little boy, I was allowed to be a little boy. Nobody looked at me and said, hey, he needs to be medicated. That didn't happen until I grew up. And then they came to me and wanted to medicate one of my sons, and we did not allow that to happen. So we have a whole generation of young men who have been exposed to things like psychotropic drugs. We have a very divisive nation. We have so many malcontents that have been allowed to come into this country via the border and via invitation that, yes, it's a very dangerous time. And those who do not take steps to put defensive measures in place are going to see a bloodbath at some point or another. We will see this. We'll see this even as Trump moves on. Trump will be successful and we'll still see this. Just because he's the president doesn't mean certain things change overnight. The gun-free zone is still prevalent. Some academics, coming from the desk of Rob Morris, by the way, some academics and some newspaper editors think that privately owned firearms don't belong on a college campus, as an example. That is, I guess, on some level, an interesting thing to discuss. But criminals who bring their guns on campus don't care what the academics and the editors think on that one. What really matters to us is that, or what the criminals actually do. And the thugs are laughing at the no-gun signs because they're just plastic. There's no enforcement of that in place. It's just, the only thing that's enforced is that the law-abiding are disarmed. And for this is a shock to the ivory tower in the press. But here's another one. Privately owned firearms work as tools of self-defense, and gun owners use them responsibly. Even the CDC says so, which is normally their default position. The editors and professors probably don't believe that. Guns do belong on campus. Here's a few reasons why. Laws don't stop criminals. Laws deal with criminals after they become criminals. We stop criminals. Mass murder is illegal, but that didn't stop the Muslim murderer on an Ohio campus late last year. A gun stopped him. Mass murder wasn't allowed in an Orlando nightclub. A gun stopped that Muslim murderer as well. Too bad the victims were disarmed by Florida laws. Rape isn't allowed on campus. That hasn't stopped sexual assault on campus, but an armed victim is 10 times less likely to be raped than an unarmed victim. I've heard the anti-rights activists say that violence doesn't solve problems. Violence is a proper response to violence. The first thing we do when we're attacked is call for somebody with a gun, a good fellow with a gun, to come and show up and do some violence. So the violence or the threat of violence is the answer to stop murderers and rapists until the police arrive, until the uniformed violence gets there. So I've also, you know, there's the complaint that students and staff would shoot teachers if guns were allowed on campus. Don't you think that would be happening already? Do you think that the law-abiding are going to show up and say, "Ah, what's that? Your theory of quantum mathematics is different from mine. Well, you got to die." You think that students at your college campuses are held in check by some plastic signs? Look at reality. Licensed concealed carriers are over 21 years old. They took a class and passed an FBI background check several times. And these honest gun owners are more law-abiding than the average citizen. That is proven. The comparison isn't even close. Gun owners who carry discreetly are less likely to break the law and even less likely to break a firearms regulation than are the police. They're less likely to injure an innocent bystander. They carry a firearm off campus all day long, and you never knew that they were armed. So this claim that these honest people will suddenly change their character when they cross an imaginary line and walk on campus is pretty stupid. Pretty stupid. This deserves more serious attention than it's getting right now. We have a mental image of an immature, pimply-faced 18-year-old who acts irresponsibly, you know, carrying a gun while he's playing Pokemon Go and walks into a lake. Instead, change that image with a picture of a 23-year-old military veteran who's going back to school. See the graduate student in criminal justice who walks to and from the library late at night as she tries to finish her advanced degree while holding down a job. Making them defenseless doesn't make you safer. It never has. People like me study self-defense, and reading a report of honest gun owners who are disarmed and victimized in a gun-free zone is infuriating. You might feel the same way when you look at it. You know, 10 states already allow campus carry. Where is the bloodbath? How come we don't hear about this happening in those 10 states? It hasn't been a problem despite the cries of doom and gloom each time it's proposed. College professors and newspaper editors might be experts in their respective fields, but they are offering an opinion that is way outside their scope, way above their pay grade. We could try to speculate as to why. Probably they're busybody liberal punks, but, you know, I'm driven by the data. I'll stick with that. An honest armed citizen is an asset to the community, no matter where they are. They should be everywhere, including college campuses, without a doubt. When we get back, Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama's indefensible commutation of Chelsea Manning.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I very seriously doubt that Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama, as he was boarding Air Force one last time, commuted Chelsea Manning's sentence out of some sense of compassion. That was more of a backhanded slap in the face of America on his way out the door. When you look at who benefits from this, presidential pardon pin stroke. Why would he single out this unrepentant traitor for leniency? He was convicted. He was convicted of espionage as Bradley Manning. I kind of suspect that his gender transformation could have played a part in Obama's mind, as these types of leftist swings always seems to trump other concerns, like national security, you know. What, you know, you ask, what possible mitigating factors could move a person of ordinary sensibilities and a healthy respect for our armed services our national defense and the rule of law to ignore the mountains of incriminating and aggravating evidence and substitute his judgment for the military trial judge? Well, the political left is always looking for a good whistleblower, unless he or she is exposing the misdeeds of a leftist administration, such as the unrewarded witnesses against the government in the Operation Fast and Furious fiasco, or, for that matter, against the DNC. John Podesta, Hillary Clinton, they don't like those kind of whistleblowers at all. When the informant can embarrass the U.S. military, though, this is a good day. This takes the cake. Among the hundreds of thousands of classified documents that Manning stole with the specific intention of delivering them to WikiLeaks for public dissemination was a video of American soldiers in Iraq involved in a very problematic and possibly illegal shooting. But if exposing this video was Manning's burning motive, why didn't he solely release it and not the truckloads of other sensitive material? Now, let me say something, and I don't mean to insult anybody out there, but most of you don't want to know what the military does. You don't want to know what the military does. The military is a lethal, death-dealing organization. This is, you know, for all the ads you see and everything where, you know, be all you can be and everything, at the end of the day, the military's job is to go somewhere and reduce it to rubble. And everybody there that's shooting in their way, well, if they give up, okay, we won't blow them away. But if they fight, well, they're going to die. Now, even if we were inclined to sympathize with the gender confusion, although I know the left would never consider gender transformation as anything more than some sort of triumphant liberation, would it be worth it to send a signal diminishing the gravity of this offense and harm, and the harm and potential harm it caused? Now, the military judge had before her all exculpatory evidence when she rendered her decision and sentenced Manning. She could have sentenced Manning to 136 years, but chose 35 years instead, which suggests that she weighed all the positive and negative factors and brought with it as much compassion as she could in the sentence. His own Secretary of Defense, Ash Carter, and a lot of powers that be in the Pentagon were opposed to Barack Obama's actions. You need to understand that Manning pled guilty to the charges, and they were based on a shocking immensity of damning evidence. He betrayed his code. When you have a security clearance and you're in charge or you have access to certain information and you print it out and you walk out with it, and you give it to someone else, and then it gets out into the ether, as it would. You're costing lives, and Manning cost lives. Manning was a PFC, private first class, deployed on foreign soil from November 2009 to May 2010. Had access to top secret information, probably SCI. During that time, he, and I'm going to call him he's not Chelsea to me, downloaded some 400,000 classified files concerning the Iraq War, more than 90,000 from the war in Afghanistan, 250,000 diplomatic emails, classified videos of U.S. airstrikes, and classified files from the prison in Guantanamo Bay. That one probably got some bonus points from Obama, though. Does this sound like someone who wanted to expose an isolated incident of alleged wrongdoing, or someone who was deeply committed to harming the United States, to compromising fellow soldiers, to endangering Americans throughout the world and aiding and abetting the cause of terrorists and other enemies of the United States? Isn't it bad enough to have a president that was doing that at the time? And what were the consequences of this betrayal? It sent the State Department into crisis and caused great expenditures of time and money to assess the damage from the leaks. And, I mean, it's really hard to quantify that when the State Department gets involved in that, when it gets to that scale. Ambassadors were forced to resign, and CIA station chiefs were recalled because they were out in the open. And according to Defense Department officials, Manning's treachery accelerated the Arab Spring and possibly contributed to the rise of ISIS. Then you have two intelligence sources that confirmed that after release of two Afghanistan reports in 2010, the Taliban reportedly went on a killing spree and took out everyone fitting the description of those working with the United States. So this sort of opened the floodgates on the killing. Those sources said there is no question that the Taliban killed people after the leaks, and this had a chilling effect on subsequent recruiting. Where were the liberals then, when people were just dying wholesale over this? Now, they were apoplectic over Russian attempts to interfere with our election, which, if getting out there and getting some emails and flipping them over to where we can all see is interference, which even WikiLeaks said it wasn't Russia doing it. But, you know, I'm having trouble even understanding the terminology. So let's not indulge in the fiction that their interest in the Russian interference allegations is anything more than an opportunity to try to go after Trump. Obama sent a signal that protecting our troops and other personnel who devote their lives to defending the nation doesn't mean much to him. It didn't mean that much to him. It's a low priority. And it's good that he's out of the way now. John McCain called the commutation a grave mistake, for what that's worth. I mean, John McCain, who cares what he says? And he said that could encourage more espionage and undermine the whistleblowers who operate through the proper channels. It was a deliberate action by Obama, though, which he once again communicated his disrespect, if not outright contempt, of the military of the United States, which is the greatest military on the face of the earth. And he was the commander-in-chief. And he has been running it with contempt. And he got to run it, regrettably, for the past 8 years. But you know what? That's over. But we've seen a miscarriage of justice. When we get back, an idea for Texas lawmakers, some of them anyway. Maybe if you're going to propose more gun control law, you should look at what you have on the books anyway. This is Lock and Load.
Sweet Paris air permeating the night. The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Scent, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendeman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthescent.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreonthescent.com.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is a Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, coming from the Secretary of the National Rifle Association, John Frazier, we have this: attention, NRA voting members. Your National Rifle Association Board of Directors is asking you to vote yes on important bylaw amendments to strengthen and protect the NRA. For more information, check out your February NRA magazines and go to www.nrabylaws.com. Straight from the Secretary's mouth. Now then, that's not what we wanted. Let's take this down. Let's put what we wanted. That's what we want. There we go. In Texas, you have a couple of you got a couple of pilgrims there. You have freshman Texas State Representative Gina Hinojosa, Democrat from Austin, Democrat, yeah, and from the Students Against Campus Carry, the president Ana Lopez. Well, they had a little news conference, press conference, to support Representative Hinojosa's proposed legislation to ensure that license to carry holders carrying handguns under the state's new campus carry law may not do so while intoxicated. Well, this caused some of the veteran Texas policy wonks to scratch their heads due to the fact that carrying a concealed handgun while intoxicated has been illegal since Texas's original concealed handgun licensing law took effect 21 years ago. Texas Penal Code Section 46.035, parentheses D, end parentheses, states, a license holder commits an offense if, while intoxicated, the license holder carries a handgun under the authority of Subchapter H, Chapter 411, Government Code, regardless of whether the handgun is concealed or carried in a shoulder or belt holster. A violation is punishable by 1 year in jail, a fine of up to $4,000, and a mandatory 5 to 7 year revocation of the offender's license to carry. That sounds like it has been covered. At a January 11th meeting of the Texas Coalition to Reduce Gun Violence, read that to mean the Texas Coalition to Reduce Guns, period, anywhere, ownership, carrying, any of that stuff. Representative Hina Joseph stated that she wants to make sure the prohibition against carrying while intoxicated applies to all types of firearms. How many types of firearms are there? There's handguns and there's long guns. Now, such a bill could possibly make sense in light of the fact that Penal Code Section 46.035 applies only to handguns carried by LTC holders. But then you're going to ask, why did Representative Hina Joseph choose to pitch her proposed law in terms of campus carry, which also applies only to handguns carried by LTC holders? Now, remember, in Texas, you can walk around with your M1 Garand across your back if you want to. Legally can carry that sucker. Anything bigger than that or smaller than that is a rifle, you can carry it in Texas. Brian Benseman is the Texas Legislative Director for Students for Concealed Carry, commented that Students for Concealed Carry supports efforts to prevent drinking and carrying. However, we're not sure why Representative Hina Joseph is attempting to tie this effort to campus carry, given that carrying a concealed handgun while intoxicated is already a serious crime. I did a thing a while back on something I call gun control redundancy, and this is where they're constantly, and there's a reason they're trying to pass this law, okay, and I'll get to that in just a second. Gun control redundancy is where they get out there, see, it's already illegal, and probably everywhere we can go here in these United States, it's illegal to shoot somebody. That's already illegal, unless you're doing it within a very narrow set of parameters. But it's otherwise illegal. Definitely, it is illegal to do it while in the commission of a crime. So, that being in place, anything else that we add to this becomes just another layered law on the books. Sort of reminds me of the Windows operating system, which I don't know exactly how it works now, but I know up to Windows 7 that everything was just a layer, another veneer over the old Windows operating system. It's just a stack upon a stack upon a stack upon a stack. Didn't really make a whole lot of sense. They never started fresh. I don't know what it is now because I haven't used that in a long time. So getting out there and making this almost smacks of double secret probation, doesn't it, from Animal House. We're going to make it more illegal when it's already pretty illegal. Well, it's completely illegal is what it is, and it doesn't need to be more illegal. If you want to do, and they're going to say that they're doing it in the name of gun safety, of course. But if you want to practice gun safety, then pick up Colonel Cooper's 4 rules and just post them on the wall. Carrying a gun while intoxicated in Texas can get you a year in jail. Your wallet's going to be lighter by about $4,000. And between 5 to 7 years, you're not going to be able to get a permit to carry again. Just for that minor transgression. Here in South Carolina, where we had to get a special law passed to be able to go into a place where they serve alcohol. And read that to mean restaurants that serve alcohol. They had a special, my state is very, very, very backwards. But we had to get a law passed for that because you can't carry a gun and drink. Do you think the people that carry guns drink while carrying? Do you think the people that go through all the vetting and everything are going to say, well, I've got my permit now, let's go have a party. We're going to tie one on. The bourbon is on me. I'm going to drink until I'm blind. Do you like my gun? It's pretty, isn't it? It's going to be on me the whole time because America. Is that what you think happens when you're in that zone? I know there's not that many of us in it, comparatively speaking, but, you know, it's over 15 million now, which is a pretty good demographic. By now, if we were the... We're characterized as two different types of people. We're either desperados in waiting or idiots that can't tie our shoes. When you have people like Hinojosa and Lopez looking at us, we're either going to snap at any given moment like the proverbial rubber band and just shoot everything in sight because guns, or we can't possibly defend ourselves against a hardened criminal because we're not trained like law enforcement is. Fact of the matter is we're probably trained at least as good, if not better. I know we're best. We're better. Most of America today that trains twice a year is better than the entirety of the NYPD. If you go to the range once a month, you would probably be able to teach the NYPD. Because the way the NYPD makes up for their lack of training is they install a trigger that weighs four times as much as the gun. Trigger pulls like 12 pounds. It's called the New York trigger. And then by the time they finally have snatched that heavy trigger, their point of aim has changed or evolved or something. And then they fire seven times and hit six civilians and maybe wing the bad guy once. That's happened more than once. And then the bad guy, if that actually happens, the bad guy, of course, gets charged for those other six shootings, which they wouldn't happen if you weren't a bad guy in Times Square. So we're coming up on the second hour. When we get back, Trump has come out and he has reaffirmed law and order and his gun rights vows. He put up a new website to go along with it, and we're going to look at that because these are better days. But there's still a lot of work left to do, but that's all coming up next hour. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.